Gerald and Country Music. Here are the fantasy fools in 3, 2.
Every fantasy has one fool, but this one has two. And the greatest lesson in life is to know even fools are right sometimes.
Looks like the upper hand is on the other foot.
It's time for the Fantasy Fool Show.
Tell us, pray do.
Here's Brian and Mac.
Well, all right. At least somebody's laughing at us, right?
Yep.
Mac, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Did you wake up this morning with good news, bad news, or didn't it really matter?
Sort of a mixed bag. It didn't really matter. I needed a lot of points from Latavius Murray, and the game script in last night's game didn't favor him running the ball. And he's not really a pass catcher.
Right.
But, you know, I went into the game last night with a puncher's chance. It was Latavius Murray for me, and Jonathan Taylor for my opponent, and Jonathan Taylor came up with the goods. So there you have it.
Yeah.
But what a disaster for the Colts.
Ugh.
To lose that game really is
because they really dominated the first half.
Yeah.
It was an ugly game.
It was an ugly game, and there is such a thing as a bad loss.
Yeah,
that was
as bad a loss as the Colts,
because they looked kind of like they were kind of maybe turning things around, you know, on the road last week, maybe getting some of their offense rolling. You know, Carson Wentz, I mean, he threw 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, 400 yards. He looked good. Jonathan Taylor looked good. So, I mean, the Colts have I think, a lot of potential, but they just couldn't. That was a game that they just needed to hold on to win, momentum-wise and so on. And their defense looked like it was coming back around into that Colts that we knew from last year, but, boy, they really looked bad.
Yeah.
Neither defense really looked very good last night. Speaking of duds of the week, too, you know, we've got what is going on with the Kansas City Chiefs, what's going right with the Buffalo Bills. You know, we just had it was just one of the wildest weekends of football ever. And that includes college football, too. That's not our our conversation here. But it was just one of those weekends where everywhere you looked, something absolutely ridiculous was happening in football.
Yeah, I was really kind of miffed at a lot of things going on. And then, of course, there's the Gruden thing that kind of makes things just a little bit more topsy-turvy, and obviously we're not getting into that here either.
Right.
But it's made things kind of ugly. I don't know, it put a little mar on obviously the Raiders organization and
well, and they had such a good start, and for fantasy purposes, yes, you had a handful of players that were going to be doing good things for you. And so you just have to wait and see how they're going to respond to that coaching change and just to the overall culture in general of that. You know, we don't know exactly what, you know, was going on behind the scenes.
Right.
You know, now, on the other hand, sometimes these things can spark a team as well. You know, some folks were of that particular mindset, for example, with Jacksonville this last weekend and all the Urban Meyer controversy. You know, sometimes a situation like that will galvanize a team,
right.
and they looked okay. I mean, but they're just still not able to get over the hump. You know, Trevor Lawrence, I think, is going to be a long-time great quarterback. I think they've got some things to hang their hat on. They've got some great offensive weapons. But on the other hand, you know, it's just, you know, we have to just take a wait and see approach with both the Jacksonville Jaguars and now the Los Angeles Raiders. And I think, you know, all of these teams that are starting these rookie quarterbacks, the 49ers, the Bears, and now these quarterbacks are banged up. And that is absolutely a disaster for people like Allen Robinson on the Bears, you know, and any of the 49ers.
Yeah, it's horrible for fantasy football teams and owners, et cetera, but it's gold for all of those teams that are playing their rookies, because it's not just one, it's not just three, it's pretty much all of them.
Yep.
And it's the time to just get them out there and see what happens.
Yeah, and to add insult to injury, you know, you've got things like, you know, you've got our bye weeks coming up now, so we've got Falcons, Saints, 49ers, and Jets all on byes. Now, thankfully, those are probably a handful of teams where you don't have a lot of players going. You know, Falcons a couple, Saints a couple, 49ers and Jets probably not much. You know, and then you've got, you know, if you were lucky enough to pick up someone like Samaje Perine for the Bengals, now he's on the COVID list. You know, he had a great, so
oh,
it's just
no
like
kidding,
you
so can,
yeah so now you just can't catch a break. So
sounds like my team.
But you know, a lot of studs to go around. I mean, we'll get to that, you know, throughout the show today. But you know, just even from last night, Marquise Brown and Lamar Jackson and Wentz and Jonathan Taylor and Mark Andrews, it was a tale of two halves. You know, the first half was just like, you know, I'm going to bed. Second half, you know, just an absolute offensive explosion. So if you if you did pack it in and you had some fantasy options going, you woke up happy this morning.
Yeah, that happened to me. Believe it or not, I went to bed at halftime thinking, okay, that was a horrible pass. Great, Hollywood was targeted one time in the first half, and things just aren't looking good here. The heck with it. I'm going to bed, and I'm not going to even get up later and check. When I wake up in the morning, I know that I'm going to get a goose egg, and I went from fourth place, or we went from fourth place to first place.
Yep.
By one point, and it was an amazing night and a great second half.
Well, you know, and speaking in terms of teams overall, the Bills, the Chargers, these teams, they're just rolling. The Cardinals, even though a low-scoring game last week, they're playing great. I mean, those teams, just lock and load. Get your offense, get any and all available players from those teams on your rosters. The Buccaneers, too. I mean, these teams are all legit and playing great. I think it is a little bit of time to hit the panic button for teams like the Bears, the 49ers. I mean, if you haven't hit it already. And also, the Chiefs, you know, they're just, something's wrong in Kansas City.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but even Mahomes is off.
Yep.
They all are. Now I see Kelsey's got a Q by his name.
Yep.
And so does Tariq Hill.
Yep.
So I guess we're...
You know, and two teams like that are moving in opposite directions. The Seahawks trending down now with Russell Wilson out, and the Dallas Cowboys trending up, looking really good with a very opportunistic bend-but-don't-break defense to go along with that offense. Again, lock and load those Cowboys offensive players.
Oh, boy, no doubt. Well, we're going to come back with studs and duds, and there's a long list of studs, and frankly, there's a long list of duds coming up in just a bit.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on K-Country 102.3.
This bust the move.
If you're like me, when it comes to banking, you've got general needs. That's why I rely on Bankstar for all of the things that all of us need. From depositing birthday money to depositing part of this paycheck, to seeing how much I have in my savings account. After depositing this birthday money and paycheck, I can count on Bankstar to allow me to confidently do all the general things I need to do. You can bank just about anywhere, or you can bank on the bright side at Bankstar Financial. Visit ebankstar.bank, member FDIC.
It's the Fantasy Fools on the Ranch, AM 910.
That's Mac and Brian on the Ranch AM 910 Fantasy Fools. We're going to get into studs and duds. Can I just start your studs off? Big Ben finally came out and played.
Absolutely.
And it was really good to see Ben, you know, whether he's actually a viable streamer or not, because we've got our bye starting here.
Against a top 10, top 8 Broncos defense.
Right. Yeah, and maybe it just took some time. You know, Ben's a little bit older. Ben, you know, whatever. Obviously, he and Deontay Johnson and Chase Claypool are.
Yep.
I mean, Juju's out, so that changes the scope there.
It does,
and it maybe makes them a little bit more viable.
Yeah, but they've got Eric Ebron, who they have not utilized yet at tight end. So he's a good pickup this week, I think, with Juju going down. Ben loves historically throwing to the tight end, so I think he hasn't done much, but I think he's worth a speculative, either a good look or an add if you've got roster space for it.
Yeah, if you don't have the, let's say, top five tight ends, it really doesn't matter. I struggled. I did not get an elite tight end. So here I sit now with Zach Ertz, but I see a Q next to Dallas Goedert's name. So now I'm not going to drop Ertz because maybe we'll get a little something out of it. The thing that stinks is all these tight ends are cumulatively scoring 50 points so far after five games. And it's really not that great.
Yeah. You know, the list, lots of quarterbacks have had great weeks this week, so we don't really need to delve too far into that. I mean, if you've got – but I do want to mention, too, like I've got a little star beside Josh Allen and also Derrick Henry from the Tennessee Titans, who I think right now are tied for first in terms of league MVPs. Both of those two are just absolutely balling. I mean, they are unstoppable at their respective positions.
I even want to just slightly put – Dak into that conversation a little bit because Dak came back and he is really proving that he is a better quarterback. I don't have the credentials to call him an elite quarterback, But last year he was doing very well, and he's coming back and proving that he is a good quarterback.
Yeah. Najee Harris for the Steelers. We were just talking about the Steelers. This is a great fantasy pickup, and I like to see they're using their rookie the way the rookie wants to be used. Hand him the damn ball.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
exactly.
good.
Exactly. You know, I don't know what his injury's like. There's a cue beside his name today, too. Yep. So, you know, whether it's just a minor thing, who knows? But obviously, with all the cues by names, you're really going to have to just be careful and be wary.
Yeah, and, you know, with the Vikings have a tough matchup this week. But, again, you got to monitor that Cook and Madison situation. Yeah. But Madison has shown that he can be, you know, every bit, not as good as Cook, but he can fill in that role. So that's a nice problem for the Vikings to have with that great backup.
Exactly, and for the Vikings, that's good because Madison doesn't need to go somewhere else.
Right.
He is a great backup.
Yeah.
He's not good enough unless he goes to the right team. So
yep, 100%. That's
good for the Vikings.
It was the proverbial gold mine or cornucopia since we're approaching Thanksgiving for wide receivers. I mean, just so many wide receivers went off. I mean, we talked about the Steelers receivers. We talked about all of a sudden the Houston Texans showed up and just obliterated the Patriots defense. You know, Justin Jefferson is old reliable. Cortland Sutton and Tim Patrick for the Broncos. I mean, some of these folks, as we head into the bye weeks, some of these folks, you know, like the Broncos receivers and some of these folks on lesser teams. Well, the Broncos aren't a lesser team, so to speak, but the Texans and so on and so forth. You're not going to have any choice but to look at some of those players to plug in while your A-listers are on bye.
Well, you're right there, and you're right, too, because Denver has their quarterback.
Yep.
Now, he's maybe not the quarterback of the future. He's their quarterback for today.
Yep.
And getting Teddy Bridgewater is a whole different it keeps Tim Patrick relevant and Cortland Sutton. I think even Tim Patrick a little bit more. I'm really bummed that I dropped him, but I thought maybe Teddy was out for 3-4 games and maybe even on IR.
And when we talked a little bit about tight ends. We've got Kittle banged up, Kelsey banged up, Logan Thomas out 4 to 5 weeks, Gronk indefinite, could come back this week, probably not because they'll rest him another week. Max Williams from Arizona banged up. So you look at people that have been producing, kind of starting to produce or having produced for the last couple of weeks. Tyler Higbee, Pitts, the rookie for Atlanta, had his coming out party in London. Great game. Hunter Henry for the Patriots finally showed up.
There.
Njoku for Cleveland and Dawson Knox. Dawson Knox is not going to be on any waiver wires, but I mean, if somebody inexplicably drops him because their bye is coming up in week 7, you just grab him immediately and don't worry about the bye week.
Yep, you do. You pick them up.
As the saying goes, deploy all bills.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? When I woke up Wednesday morning and saw, I think I dropped Patrick Harris for Emmanuel Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And did I do the right thing there? And I woke up and I was so excited because I actually got him.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, boy. So that made me really question because nobody else went out to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I just lucked out and it was my waiver pick. And I was lucky. But, boy, was I happy because that helped me out a lot.
You know, we've already mentioned a few of the teams that have laid some eggs this week, so I don't think we need to necessarily go into that. But you know, we talk about how great the Bills are, but their running backs aren't doing anything. So
no,
I think that's just a situation to avoid. And the Eagles' running game is a disaster. We talked about the Vikings. Saquon Barkley's hurt again. Chris Carson was a scratch. You know, like so, some of these household names are really putting a lot of fantasy owners in a bind. There was talk of Laviska Shenault, the receiver for Jacksonville, getting more into the mix with Chark going out with the injury. He only had one catch for 56 yards. He's too explosive to stay down. I still think he's a great pickup, but they have got to find a way to get him involved.
Yeah, it's coaching. It's not. I like to call him Chenu.
Yep.
I think it's pronounced Shenault, though.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that?
Yeah, Laviska Shenault, I think. Chenu.
Yeah, I just say Chenu just for fun.
You know, and Russell Wilson going out isn't helping matters any. Sam Darnold finally came back down to earth, and Kirk Cousins had, in a exciting game and a big win for the Vikings, had a really quiet game. Again, these are some of the things that you're going to have to consider as you're going into your bye week. You may have to play a Kirk Cousins with some of your teams on bye.
Yeah, the pickings are slim.
Yes.
Benches are loaded with the good quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So you're probably going to have to close your eyes, throw a dart, drop a finger, do whatever, and just hope for the best.
Yep. And then one last thing here, too, as we talked about Derrick Henry. Now, the Titans, they need to get healthy. They're not going to – they're winning with luck, with some luck,
yeah.
But they're not going to win until they get their passing game going again. They need to get that passing game healthy because they're not going to be able to run Derrick Henry like this all season long. Well, we'd love to see it.
It'd be great.
But, yeah. You know, they just – running backs just take such a pounding. And if they – until they – and they know that. So they're going to have to figure – now, Julio Jones has to get healthy. And the rest of that receiving core has to really step up, I think. Otherwise, that's just going to spell disaster for not only that team, but Derrick Henry and Derrick Henry owners.
Oh, boy, I agree with you. Top plays of the week coming up.
Is this the real life?
More of the Fantasy Fools.
Is this just fantasy?
Next, on the Ranch, AM 910.
You can expand your farming operation by thousands of acres without renting or buying new ground. Sound too good to be true? I'm Shannon Latham. If you love to grow and enjoy seeing others succeed too, you might be made for family-owned Latham High-Tech Seeds. You'll not only be working more acres, you'll be representing one of the broadest, most diverse seed portfolios in the industry, bred to perform best in the specific geographic region we serve. It's all true and all good. And if that sounds good to you, let's talk business at 877-GO-LATHAM.
You're listening to the Fantasy Fools on the Ranch, AM 910.
All right, so let's see here. It's time for the top five plays of the week.
Yeah. And we really are going to go. We're going to look at this week as a true starting the bye week approach. So a lot of these folks aren't going to be household names, at least in terms of the first few weeks of the season. So. I really like Trevor Lawrence against the Dolphins this week. I like Taylor Heineke against Kansas City. Carson Wentz, he looked great last night. Fire away with him versus the Texans. I like Sam Darnold to bounce back against the Vikings. And I like Roethlisberger against the Seahawks, who have been historically bad defense. Historically bad. Well, one of the all-time worst defenses in terms of yards allowed, points allowed, etc.
It just seems like that team is going to struggle for a while here until they get Wilson back anyway. They've been struggling with Wilson. So
absolutely. Yeah. Running back Fournette is officially the man in Tampa Bay, so fire him up against the Eagles. Keep rolling with Alexander Mattison if Cook sits or is limited. I think even if Cook starts, Mattison is a flex, 100% flex play. Yeah. Because he's going to be involved.
He's going to play.
Absolutely. I like Damian Harris versus the Packers, and I like James Conner at the Browns. Now, the reason why I like Conner is because he's just a touchdown vulture.
Yeah. That's
all he does.
That is the – I'm so bummed that I let James Conner go.
Yep.
I should have kept him on the bench just in case. But, yes, you're right.
I like Josh Jacobs from the Raiders against the Broncos. The only reason I like that is because I'm kind of curious to see how the Raiders respond to the mess that they're in. And sometimes the way that interim or whatever head coaches respond is they go back to the absolute basics, which means hand the ball off.
Yep.
First, second, third down, and then get in a position for a short third down pass or that type of thing. So I like Josh Jacobs a lot. I'm gonna roll with LaVisca again against the Dolphins. I like Devonta Smith from the Eagles against the Buccaneers. Buccaneers are susceptible to the pass. Eagles should have to be passing in that game. I like Allen Robinson versus the Packers. He's gonna have to get involved sometime with the Bears, and he's due for an explosive game. It could be any week.
And if they don't, he's gone. He is going to be whining for a new team.
Absolutely. And then I like that duo from the Broncos against the Raiders, too. I like Tim Patrick and Cortland Sutton. We mentioned a couple of tight ends already. Eric Ebron and against the Seahawks and Higbee against the Giants. Mike Gesicki has been quietly coming along week by week against the Dolphins as a weekly option. So I like him a lot against the Jaguars. And I like Ertz and Goddard to bounce back as well for the Eagles. I think that game script in that is going to be Eagles from behind. I think a lot is going to be a pass-happy game for them. They can't run the ball. Nor can you run the ball against the Bucs. So I think you get those Eagles receivers involved. I like the Bengals defense against the Lions, Colts defense against the Texans, Packers against the Bears. Texans, oddly enough, against Panthers against the Vikings. They've shown to be a really, really good defense. And then Cowboys against the Patriots.
Yeah, if you had the Panthers on D and you were looking at the last few minutes of the game, you're pretty excited because I think they had 16 points and then they just started to fall apart.
Yeah.
I think the problem there was it ended up being the defense was on the field too much.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the Panthers would have been a great play, although he still ended up getting some points out of them and it ended up okay.
Absolutely.
The other thing, you know, two things from where I'm sitting. If you have Ertz on the bench, or you have Ertz as your tight end, you know, monitor that whole Goddard questionable thing.
Yep.
Just in case, because if that ends up being the case, Ertz is the man. But they'll pull somebody off the bench, and it won't be Ertz. So I'm inclined to just dump Ertz, but there's really nobody else out there to grab.
Not right now, and especially with bye weeks coming up, and a lot of these tight ends banged up. Yep.
Yeah,
I think unfortunately going to be in a lot of these situations where you're not going to have. You're going to have to do the old plug your nose and hope for the best type scenario.
Yes, exactly. Kind of like Miles Sanders owners are doing right now. I'm very glad I ended up picking up Alex Collins and put Sanders on the bench. Now I'm trying to decide if I'm even better off with Singletary or Moss rather than Miles Sanders. But you know how it goes in fantasy football. The minute you drop Sanders, he has this breakout game, and he's gold the rest of the season, and there's a lot of season
left. We saw that with Myles Gaskin last week for the Dolphins, who did absolutely diddly squat in the first few weeks and then had a huge game last week. And a lot of people cut bait with him. I mean, you just can't – at some point, you're just like, I've got to move on. And then the minute you do that, of course, they show up.
I think the one thing for Miles Sanders owners, if you've got him, hang on, even if it's on the bench or you have to play him, whatever. I think maybe coaching is going to realize we're just going to have to give him the rock, period. The heck with this, running back A and B thing. Let's build Gainwell up, but let's take him out of the equation and let's just put the ball in Miles Sanders' hands and let him run,
mm-hmm.
and leave it at that.
100%.
All right, we're coming back with injuries and waivers and all kinds of other stuff, and we'll wrap up the show here, too.
More of the Fantasy Fools next on The Ranch, AM 910.
Get ready, Sioux Falls. The ball is in your court. The Sanford Pentagon is hosting the Mammoth Sports Construction Crossover Classic Men's Basketball Tournament, November 22nd through the 24th. Four teams from across the country, George Mason, Nevada, Washington, and South Dakota State, will square off in a round-robin showdown with two games each night. Only in Sioux Falls. Only at the Sanford Pentagon. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com today.
When your drains are backed up with grease, hair, action figures, or Legos, we have your back. And if you have old pipes with a lot of rust or scale, we can strip that buildup away and breathe new life into them. I'm Jerry Kozad with Roto-Rooter. From major city sewer line obstructions to the smallest drains in your home, we can handle it. We proudly serve the Sioux Falls and Brookings areas and everywhere in between. When you need us, we'll be there.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
The panic button is for emergencies only.
Where's the button?
Here comes the meat wagon.
This is a class one emergency.
Yeah, so let's talk injuries here, and maybe a couple of emergencies, so to speak. You know, Dalvin Cook being out, that is an emergency for someone like for me in the Carpies League. Ouch. I don't even know how to exist without Dalvin right now.
Yeah, that's a tough one. And, you know, we got a couple of big-name quarterbacks. Russell Wilson and Daniel Jones are both, you know, gone for the next few weeks anyway. And then Saquon Barkley, again, a few weeks out. Terrible sprained ankle. But it's the low ankle sprain, not the high.
Right.
So turnaround from those is usually a lot quicker. It just looks worse. If you saw the images from that game, I mean, it looked like
ugly.
It was horrible.
It was an ugly look.
Yeah, you know, and this is an interesting one. Clyde Edwards-Helaire from Kansas City, who has really done very little. Now he's hurt. Is it now on our waiver wire, is it going to be the Darrell Williams show?
Don't know. I don't trust it because there's somebody on the bench there that is going to play ball.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm scared.
Yep.
So, and I need a running back. So I'm really trying to figure things out.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Damian Harris went down for the Patriots, but he avoided a long-term injury. Chris Carson, Chase Edmonds, Joe Mixon, even though he played, is banged up. And, of course, McCaffrey may come back next week. And then we talked about Dalvin Cook, and David Montgomery for the Bears is still out for another 4 weeks. Tyreek Hill is a little banged up. Juju's out for the season. all of the Giants receivers are banged up.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Calvin Ridley was a healthy scratch for personal reasons. That didn't help anybody either. Odd. Russell Gage for the Falcons. Devontae Parker for the Dolphins. Julio Jones. DJ Chark's out, you know, for the season. Will Fuller. And then we talked about some of these tight ends. Kittle, Max Williams, yeah. Kelsey, Logan Thomas is out for 4 to 5 weeks. Gronk. Some of these folks can come back sooner rather than later. But, again, it doesn't make things very easy for you whatsoever. Some of the, you know, we talk about, you know, now we're entering the nitty-gritty where you're going to have teams on bye. So I've got Josh Allen. He's on bye next week. Not this week, but next week. So I've got to start thinking about who I want in that slot. So I'm going to be really taking a look at how does Geno Smith do for Seattle?
Yeah, exactly.
How does Taylor Heineke continue to do? How does Big Ben continue to do? Is that going to be worth a waiver wire pickup for a 1 week plug and play? Those types of folks you really want to take a look at this week and maybe even pick them up if you've got a team on bye this week.
Yeah, I was going to say the one thing to do here when you're looking at quarterbacks for the byes, and I hate to give away my strategy, but you need to go grab your quarterback at least a week earlier or two. Always, I like to keep a garbage guy on the bench.
Yep.
Just so I don't feel bad dumping somebody.
Yep.
And unfortunately, that my guy right now is McKissick. Darn it! Anyway, I was really expecting a little.
Well,
bit more,
I'm in a really tight spot with my bye weeks coming up, but I've also got David Montgomery out. I've got Logan Thomas out and Julio Jones out. I've got three players that I absolutely cannot afford to drop.
Yeah, right.
Because when they're back, they're number one starters, and top ten in the maybe not Julio, but certainly the other two are top ten players. I can't drop them.
Right.
So I'm really when you're starting Latavius Murray like I did last night. You know you've kind of hit rock bottom, but I'm seeing some light at the end of the tunnel. I hope anyway. Alex Collins, if you were lucky enough to pick him up for the Seahawks, is a good pickup. A.J. Dillon for Green Bay looked good in that backup role. And Devontae Booker for the Giants is going to step in the Saquon Barkley position. Right out of the gate, you know, he's just getting thrown right to the wolves against the Rams. So that's a tough – you might not have a choice. But that's but temper your expectations there because nobody runs against the Rams.
It's
a tough one.
If you know his past, it's spotty.
Yeah, and not much else to report. Kadarius Toney for the New York Giants might be worth a speculative add at the wide receiver. Hunter Renfrow for the Raiders has been showing up, but really the receiving receivers are pretty thin. You might be able to find a little gold out there, but.
Yep, yeah, but.
But.
It's amazing how thin the bench is right now or the waiver wire is right now, I suppose probably because of injuries. But then again, it just seems to me that there is a lack of talent and continuity this year. It is just absolutely different, and it's so weird.
Yeah.
We're coming up in the two-minute warning.
That's the two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute warning.
Two-minute whistle blows, it's your ballgame.
Two-minute warning. Here we go.
Yeah, so anyway, it's going to be another crazy week six. We get into these bye weeks, and it's amazing how things change. You know, like right now in the Carpies League, I think I am at the bottom if it weren't for winning a couple of matchups. Now, you and I are going head-to-head.
Yep.
And right now I think we're probably, we're projected at that 140 about.
Yep.
You know, if we can maintain healthy people, but I start a Sunday and I think, whew, you know what, I'm rolling. Then all of a sudden it falls apart.
Yeah,
and it's tough. So
And like we mentioned earlier, we've got Falcons, Saints, 49ers, and Jets on bye this week. You know, and again, this may not impact a lot of players, but certainly Kamara, Jameis Winston. You know, Falcons have some offensive players that people have been starting every week. 49ers are really a hot mess, and the Jets are a mess as well. But again, you know, you might not have had a choice in some cases. So
If you have Dylan on the bench, or you actually were smart enough to play him last week, hang on, because it's two good games in a row.
Yep.
You know how it is. You take him off the bench. You know, I've had him on the bench.
Yeah.
And now I may just flex him or something, and he'll surprise me with a zero. But then we'll get into the bye weeks, and he'll be worth it.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right, folks, have a good week. Good luck. make sure you check those injury reports, because weird things have been happening.
Oh, and the crazy thing, when you take a peek at the, I don't care if you're looking at NFL Fantasy Online or ESPN or NFL, wherever you're snooping, there is just Q, questionable, questionable, Q, 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 doubtful. You know, they're all over the board, and I guess maybe we expected that, but
yeah,
I guess that's what makes it a real interesting game. You can go from the bottom to the top or the top.
Well,
to the
bottom. Dalvin Cook even practiced on Saturday a little bit, so people were kind of hopeful, and then it's just like, well, no game time decision, and
no doubt. Hey, good luck to you this next week.
You too. We'll break it down next week.
You got it. All right.